She wished she could have had a better look at the rare sight of such long, luxuriant hair, and the woman important enough to possess it. But Abby had gone to a knee with the rest of the company at the bridge, and like the rest of them, feared to raise her bowed head to look up, lest she meet the gaze of the other. It was said that to meet the gaze of a confessor could cost you your mind, if you were lucky, and your soul, if you weren't. Even though Abby's mother had said it was untrue, that only the deliberate touch of such a woman could effect such a deed, Abby feared, this day of all days, to test the stories. The old woman in front of her, clothed in layered skirts topped with one dyed of henna and mantled with a dark draping shawl, watched the soldiers pass and then leaned closer.
"Do better to bring a bone, dearie. I hear that there be those in the city who will sell a bone such as you need for the right price. Wizards don't take no salt pork for a need. They got salt pork."
She glanced past Abby to the others to see them occupied with their own interests.
"Better to sell your things and hope you have enough to buy a bone. Wizards don't want what some country girl brung 'em. Favors from wizards don't come easy."
She took a surreptitious glance at the backs of the soldiers as they reached the far side of the bridge.
"Not even for those doing their bidding, it would seem."
"I just want to talk to them, that's all."
"Salt pork won't get you a talk, neither, as I hear tell."
She eyed Abby's hand, trying to cover the smooth, round shape beneath the burlap.
"Or a jug you made. That what it is, dearie?"
Her brown eyes, set in a wrinkled, leathery mask, turned up, peering with sudden, humorless intent.
"A jug?"
"Yes," Abby said. "A jug I made." The woman smiled her skepticism and fingered a lick of short gray hair back under her wool head wrap. Her gnarled fingers closed around the smocking on the forearm of Abby's crimson dress, pulling the arm up a bit to have a look.
"Maybe you could get the price of a proper bone for your bracelet."
Abby glanced down at the bracelet made of two wires intricately twisted together in interlocking circles. "My mother gave me this. It has no value but to me." A slow smile spread on the woman's weather-cracked lips.
"The spirits believe that there is no stronger power than a mother's want to protect her child."
Abby gently pulled her arm away. "The spirits know the truth of that." Uncomfortable under the scrutiny of the suddenly talkative woman, Abby looked away, seeking a safe refuge for her gaze. It made her dizzy to look down into the yawning chasm beneath the bridge, and she was weary of watching the wizard's keep, so she pretended that her attention had been caught as an excuse to turn back towards the collection of people, mostly men, waiting with her at the head of the bridge. She busied herself with nibbling on the last crust of bread from the loaf she had bought down in the market before coming up to the keep. Abby felt awkward talking to strangers. In her whole life, she had never seen so many people, much less people she didn't know. She knew every person in Coney Crossing. The city made her apprehensive, but not as apprehensive as the keep towering on the mountain above it, and that not as much as her reason for being there. She just wanted to go home. But there would be no home, at least nothing to go home to, if she didn't do this. Their attention drawn by the rattling roar of hooves, all eyes turned toward the gaping portcullis. Huge horses, all dusky brown or black, and bigger than any Abby had ever seen, came thundering towards them. Men bedecked with polished breastplates, chain mail, and leather, and most carrying lances or poles topped with long flags of high office and rank, urged their mounts onward. They raised dust and gravel as they gathered speed crossing the bridge, a wild rush of color and sparkles of light from metal flashing past. Sandarian lancers, from the descriptions Abby had heard. She had trouble imagining the enemy with the nerve to go up against men such as these. Her stomach roiled. She realized she had no need to imagine, and no reason to put her hope in brave men such as those lancers.